This is the second chakra, cleansing and activation meditation. Close your eyes if you can and begin breathing deeply into your body. Just taking a moment to become aware of the sensations inside your own skin. What does it feel like to be embodied? As you breathe deeply, expanding into the own container of your physical body, notice the boundary of your skin. Notice where your breath flows. Notice where it feels constricted. Taking it as feedback, as a tracking device, to develop more intimacy with your own body. And with your next few breaths, breathe to the outside of your skin. Notice the sensations on the outside of your body. Can you feel the wind or the sun? Can you feel the air? Can you feel the difference between the inside and the outside of the boundary of your skin, the largest organ in your body? And continue breathing deeply, remembering to fully arrive in your body. And with your next few breaths, bring your attention all the way down just below the belly button to the hips and the uterus, just above the sacrum, the whole area, the ovaries, whether you have a uterus or not, that space between the hips. And breathing deeply into that space, again, stretching out the fabric between the hips. And noticing your experience of your breath in this area of your body. Noticing if there's spaciousness or constriction, if it's dark or light. And just taking a couple more breaths, again, deepening your intimacy, your communication, your interdependence with this area of creativity, of emotionality, of sexuality, of generation, breathing long and deep. And with your next breath, using your mind's eye, imagine that you are standing in the middle of your hips. And just turn all the way around and notice what you see from the inside. With your eyes opened, possibly your third eye opened as well. Notice if you see your hips, if you see your uterus, if you have one, what that experience is of like, if you're mooning or not, if you don't moon, just circling around and noticing anything you see, any images, any words. As you come all the way back around, you see yourself standing in front of a big doorway. A threshold. And again, notice what this threshold is. Notice if it's made of water or fire, if it's wood or steel, if it's little or big. And with your next breath, allow yourself to begin to move through the threshold into the container of the second chakra. Noticing if you're opening a door, if you're stepping through a waterway, noticing what the characteristic of that threshold is to that deeper inner connection with your second chakra. And as you step through, turn around and acknowledge that threshold in any way you choose. And as you turn back around, begin to notice the landscape around you. Notice your feet upon the earth. Are you standing on earth? Are you standing in water? Just notice what comes forward for you, the unique expression that comes through you. And as you're noticing and you're paying attention to the boundaries of the space and the characteristics of the space, you notice that the water begins to fall. Perhaps it's a rain. Perhaps it's a waterfall, but it gets stronger. You feel it upon your skin. Perhaps you're wearing a raincoat, or perhaps you're naked. Notice your experience of the rain, and it begins to wash through the landscape, all the way through you and through the container of your second chakra. Perhaps it becomes a tidal wave or a river, but notice that things begin to flow out through the boundaries, that they're permeable. that things are flowing out and washing through, and some things are clinging tightly. And just notice the volume gets turned up a little bit more so that all you see in front of you is flowing water all around you. And it begins to slow down a little bit and a little bit more till it's just a slight drizzle or a light flow. And notice the landscape around you. Notice if anything's washed up. Notice if anything is different than before. And taking a few deep breaths, the sun comes out and begins to dry the space. And now we're going to bring forward the element of fire. So notice for you, perhaps lava begins to flow. Perhaps you start a fire. Perhaps small little flames begin to pop up all over the landscape and emerge. Perhaps it's a roaring forest fire. Notice if it starts as a spark or it starts huge. Notice if it's lava and flowing, or if it's a campfire and crackling, whatever element of fire for you. Notice if there's smoke. Notice the colors, bright, vibrant orange and also red and blue. Notice it begin to burn through the landscape, and notice it begin to burn through you, filling up your body and your experience with heat, with fire, with regeneration, and also letting go. Allowing that fire to sweep through the landscape again, clearing out, burning, regenerating that which is ready to go, to integrate, to claim wisdom from, and also creating space for all of that rich bounty below to rise up and sprout, to begin to blossom. And again, that volume gets turned up and begins to blaze, where all you see around you is bright orange, and every cell of your body is turned into vibrant fire life force. And you breathe deeply into that, and as you exhale, it begins to settle down. And settle down, and perhaps you're assisting it to be put out, or perhaps you're just letting it down, die down, witnessing. And again, take a look, a feel around your landscape. Begin to slowly walk around, noticing what's charred, noticing what's bringing forward life. Noticing if the earth is dry or damp, noticing where you can see the evidence of water that is cleansed and fire that has created space for new life. And take a few moments to wander till you find a place where you feel ready to pause. And bringing forward that aspect of curiosity and that intention of wisdom and insight to support you in the blossoming and expansion and full healthy expression of the second chakra. And take a couple of breaths in that place, breathing into your whole body. And asking now out loud to the space, what is ready to let go and integrate? What is time? What is ready to bring forward the wisdom for you and to go back and regenerate into the earth, to be burned, to be let go of, to be the great offering of, and allow that to come forward. It may be something you notice on the ground that is charred. It may be a being that rises up from the earth or walks across or flies down. It may be a piece of paper that arrives in front of you or a golden goblet. Notice what comes forward and sit for a moment in the question of what is the medicine for me to be enriched with and allow this to be regenerated, to be let go and integrated. And give yourself a minute here. You can pause the recording if you need to, and just taking in that medicine and really taking a moment to honor what has come forward here to honor all of everything it's brought to you, the life force, the pain, the wisdom, the challenge, the devastation, the joy, whatever it is that this has brought forward. Ugly and beauty are opposite sides of the same coin. And then after you have thanked it and received its medicine, you may put it back in the earth. It may burn up and disappear. It might fly away. It may walk off. Knowing that you still carry that medicine within you, within your wisdom well, it is now a part of the fullness of the wisdom you walk with, that you have to offer an interconnection to others. And take a few breaths, just settling into that, into your skin, into this new orientation, to this particular piece. And then allow yourself again to wander around the landscape, noticing if anything has changed or shifted, noticing if you're seeing with new eyes or hearing with new ears, noticing the shift, and finding again another place that you feel called to pause. Maybe you climb a tree, maybe you sit down, maybe you dig a hole and sit in the earth. Notice what you're compelled to do. And taking a few breaths into your skin, into your body, and now asking this place, the sacred container of the second chakra, taking a moment to ask, what is it time for me to give attention to? What is it time to have come forward? What is asking for more attention and ready to birth and come forward and blossom through me? Perhaps it's something that's been pushed down for a long time. Something that there wasn't permission to express, or there was fear to express, or it wasn't important, or it's a new inspiration. Just notice what comes forward, and you can pause here to allow it to come forward if you choose to. Maybe it emerges from the earth. Maybe you pull it from your heart. Maybe, again, it flies down, or it's a guide that walks forward. What is coming forward to assist you, ready to have attention now? For this full blossoming of that full aliveness and regenerative passion of your second chakra. And it's all related to everything else, the web, creativity, abundance, life force, sexuality, emotionality, intuitive knowing, the second heart, blood, flow, shedding, listening deeply within, generating in the world, boundaries. Notice what it is and allow yourself to be with it. Allow yourself to acknowledge it. Perhaps it comes naturally for you to have some forgiveness or apologies here. And or great embracing and a willingness to show up and feed and nourish this that is ready for attention through you. Knowing that there will be time to digest and live into this. And in whatever way you choose, you're inspired to acknowledge this, fully receive it as this next step for the expansion and blossoming of the creative, regenerative life force that you are on this planet to come forward through you. Perhaps you put it in your heart or your pocket. Perhaps you leave it there and you're in full commitment to it. And also, ask how it would like for you to be in commitment. Perhaps there's something small or large that you are being asked to do. And take a few breaths, again, thanking this magic for coming forward in whatever form it has. And breathing into the body, and then standing up and beginning to make your way back to the threshold. Noticing the changing, fluid landscape of your second chakra all around you, and finding yourself back in front of the threshold, taking a full 360 turn, acknowledging this place in whatever way you choose. Perhaps you're bowing, saying thank you over your heart, lifting your arms, embracing and receiving fully this landscape of you. Turning back around, allowing yourself to move through the threshold, feeling the sensation of that, whether you're pushing open a door or you're walking through a fire threshold or water is falling on you, whatever that is for you. And as you pass through, notice the sensations in your body, turn back around, acknowledge the threshold. And then notice that again, you are in your mind's eye standing in the space between your hips. And just look around you. Look at the shapes. Look at the bones, the blood, the tendons, the skin. Notice what you see. Notice any information that comes forward. Bow to this regenerative, life-giving, cleansing, creative life force. Bowing to yourself. Bowing to all of creation. Saying thank you. And now breathing deeply into the body, allowing yourself to fully come back to the room, wiggling your body, wiggling your skin, taking a few deep breaths again into your skin, into your body, into your inner landscape, and also a few breaths into your skin on the outside, noticing your experience of yourself now, breathing deeply, using your breath as an ally, as a tracking device, as a tool of presence and acknowledgement and showing up and commitment to your life force. And opening your eyes, wiggling your tongue. Thank you. Beautiful work.